From San Francisco, and I arrived day before yesterday. Yeah, we were here in time. We came over from Greece and arrived in Venice, and there was some police presence there, but they didn't hassle us. Problems. Although we did notice there were many police on the trains. We're in the pink block, and that's like an artist block, actors, musicians, drummers, and we're here to have a good time. We're here to show that the revolution can be fun. You know, we're here to make people smile, we're here to make people lighten up, we're here to make the cops laugh so that they don't beat people up quite so much.
Are you succeeding anyway?
Yes. I rode through town on a bicycle yesterday in my clown suit, and all the cops that we would pass, we would wave to and say ciao and hello, and many of them smiled and laughed, and it was good.
So, I came out to this because I'm against it, and I wanted to participate, and I do a lot of activism in the States, but it kind of took me by surprise because I kind of went on automatic because I'm used to doing actions in the States, and I didn't think about how different Europe is, and I haven't been in any activist actions prior to this outside of America, and it is really different, and it's really intense, and I think the Europeans are more active and more militant and more hardcore, and it's really inspiring, and it's also intimidating to me. I think this weekend's going to be really crazy, and I know there's a lot of anarchists around, and I hope that they're okay, because they're planning some really radical stuff, and there's an incredible police presence. And I also hear tons of paranoid rumors of chemical weapons and things like that, so This is pretty intense for me. I think this is going to be like Seattle, but a much bigger scale. But in Seattle, I had a really good gas mask, and I was comfortable with running out and picking up tear gas canisters and throwing them back at the police. And I don't think that I'm going to be able to do that here. This isn't. There are Seattle people, and they are militant, but then a lot of us are sort of realizing, wait, this isn't our country. We don't speak the language, so we can't try and reason with the police. We don't know our rights. We could be deported. And so I think even Americans that stood up for the first time in America and really protested as hard as they did in Seattle still might not really have the nerve to behave that way here. But I know that plenty of Europeans will. And hopefully there will be so many people in this demonstration that we'll all look out for each other. I think the movement in the States, just compared to Europe has more of a history, and Italy in particular has more of a history of activism, and people willing to go to farther extremes to protect themselves. So the movement's gaining force in the States, but I think that more people aren't quite as brave as people in Europe. People in Europe seem more willing to die for their beliefs than Americans do. The American government is very, very controlling and very large, and the feeling when you protest in America is that it has such a large military force, police force, and National Guard, that they will take, if they need to, all of the military from all of America and bring it to just one city if they have to. For instance, the squatters movement. It is very difficult to squat or to occupy land in America. The police will shut it down, even if the neighbors have no problem with you doing it. For the American government, anyone that occupies any land at all is like very threatening and can spark a wave of that happening more and more. So I feel that the American government is more intimidating because it's just so huge. As far as Jello Biafra, I wouldn't say he leads the movement by any means. I think he's great. I love what he does. And he certainly helps the movement, encourages the movement. I don't think anyone in particular leads the movement except for this just kind of growing dissatisfaction with America. I was born there. I have absolutely no pride for my country whatsoever. Europeans are better educated about history, geography, philosophy, politics, you name it, and much more conscious and politically active than Americans are. There's a real, like, growing dissatisfaction in America with the American government and also the way America influences the entire world. It really bothers me the way America sets the tone for the rest of the world. as far as the kind of laws it makes with, like, anything from disregarding the environment to penalizing drug use. I joke that I'm a retired activist because I no longer want to get into the politics of various issues. I'm a musician, and I like to play music, and that's what I do, and I'm a musician before I'm an activist. So I think, you know, government tries to make everyone feel that since you're only one person that you can't really do much to change the world. But I feel that each person's creative energy, what they have to give artistically, is going to be unique, and that's why I can make a difference, because there's a purity to that kind of energy that's much more magical than intellectual political arguments about what faction and what side you're on. So I support a number of issues, everything from the homeless to freeing Mumia Abu-Jamal, which is a big deal in America. Police brutality is another favorite of mine. You know, run around where I'm needed. I want to not actually form with any bands because I don't want to be committed to any one group, and I don't want to be feeling like I have to stick with my band even if the situation gets really dangerous, because for this demonstration, because this is not my country and I don't know my rights, I feel pretty scared and I'm not used to